Now, good morning. If you are just joining us here on U105, never far away from a Brexit issue, of course, and following discussions, as you may have heard on the news, within the EU, the Irish government has announced that in 2022, motorists will no longer drive on the left-hand side of the road. They will instead drive on the right, in line with the rest of Europe. From midnight Monday 20th of June 2020, new road signs and markings will appear on all Northern Ireland's road crossings with the Republic. Extra consideration, of course, will be given to highlighting changes at roundabouts and crossroads. Currently, Ireland, Malta and Cyprus are the only members of the EU which do not drive on the right. And as Northern Ireland is leaving the EU, along with the rest of the UK, we, of course, will not be committing to the road restructuring. As a result, unique traffic light facilities will be put in place at border crossings in Northern Ireland and the Republic to allow the safe convergence, as they refer to it, of traffic at these sites through newly designed crisscross junctions, sometimes referred to as figure eight roundabouts. I want to speak to Terence Malcolm, who's very much involved in road safety. Terence, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How's it going?
All is good. All is good, Terence. Terence, we speak many times about road safety, road awareness. Now, there are already objections to this idea, but people will have to be extra careful, won't they?
Oh, Frank, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you've got that other thing coming in 2022. They're trying to push through with the reduction in the speeds, automatic speed things in the car. I mean, if you look at the figures we have here, like 95% of the accidents, or collisions, if you want to call them, are caused through driver inattention. And now when they get to the, in brackets, or going south, going down south, or getting to the border, whatever you want to call it, I mean, when you're crossing that meridian line there, I mean, you're then going to have to go on to the opposite side of the road, and people are going to be there to direct you and tell you what to do and all. I think it's just absolutely madness.
Well, there will be, of course, additional patrols on the roads, but the idea of the figure eight roundabout, that in itself is a benefit. If you approach the roundabout from the northern side and then transfer on the roundabout to the southern system.
I think it's just far, far too much. I mean, they're expecting too much. I mean, are they going to then introduce this into the test up here? I mean, for people having to go down, you know, down south, and I think it's absolutely crazy.
Would you be encouraging people to object? Because they will listen to voices during a consultation period, but whether they listen to voices from Northern Ireland or not, we can't be sure at this moment in time.
Well, I mean, I would definitely, I mean, we'll be sending off a letter to say that, I mean, we don't agree with us here, because, I mean, you've been driving this side of the road for so many years, and then, I mean, there's that particular road there. I run me motorbike tours around Ireland there sometimes, and there's one road there, I think it's just outside on the Skiln, or on the way back in. You cross the border about six or seven times. It's yellow lines on the side of the road, then it's white lines, then it's yellow, and that's how it is at the minute. So what's going to be like whenever they implement these changes here? I think it's just pure, absolute madness.
And that's where you could be at most risk, I suppose, coming off a minor road, where a minor road of Northern Ireland meets a minor road in the Republic, as opposed to some of the major motorway-type crossings.
I have driven all different vehicles all around the continent and all, and we would have a lot of biker boys coming over here as well, too. And I mean, what we do is we get them to stick on their screen, you know, with a wee arrow. Because as soon as you come out of a car park or even park on the side of the road, I mean, it's just your instinct to go on to the side of the road you're used to drive on. So I would say, I mean, if they're doing it up here and then they go across the border, I mean, if they pull into the side of the road and then pull away again, this is where, I mean, you're going to get head-on collisions and all, you know.
Well, this is what they're hoping to absolutely avoid. Terence, thank you very much indeed. Terence Malcolm with Road Safety, the Road Safety Group here in North Down. From 2020, actually, all new vehicles that will be imported into the Republic of Ireland will be left-hand drive, but there will be a time when you will be able to drive what we would describe as a conventional car. If you live in the Republic of Ireland, you will continue to drive your car before a scrappage scheme is introduced. Drivers coming from Northern Ireland into the Republic of Ireland will will not need to convert their car. Conversion kits will be available for people who wish to do that in the Republic. Will this put you off wanting to visit the Republic, or indeed will you be encouraging maybe the politicians locally to consider an issue whereby it is the same right across the island of Ireland? It's hardly a political issue. This is a road safety issue. Your opinions on it are very welcome. 02890 333 105.